Hello, fellow Vikings fans. I'm Scotty Ball, and thanks, as always, for visiting those of us here with Vikings Digital Diaries at thesportsdaily.com. Well, it's been a while here for me since I've had an interview, but I'm very excited to be back in the saddle with one of our newest Minnesota Vikings. My guest today here, June 12th, 2017, just became the second highest paid undrafted free agent in NFL history. So he's got that going for him. He comes from LSU. He had 3 sacks in the Citrus Bowl in his final college game. He's got a business administration degree, I think. We'll find out maybe a little more about that too. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our guest for this week, defensive end slash outside linebacker, Tashawn Bauer. How are you doing, Tashawn?
Hey, how's it going? How you doing?
I'm doing real good, man. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us here. We really appreciate it.
Oh, man, definitely.
All right, so let's go. I mentioned that, a few weeks ago you became the second highest paid undrafted free agent ever. Wanted you to kind of tell us about what that signing process was like for you. What was the interest level from, not just the Vikings, but teams around the league, and ultimately how you chose the Vikings?
Right. So, the process was really just trying to figure out the best fit for me as a player and, which coach can help, develop me in this league and, get me working on my craft the best and can help me figure out who I am exactly, as a defensive end. And, I think, Coach Dre here and Coach Rob and, the whole staff here were great coaches and great fits. And, I had some good advice and the needle really stood on the table for them. And, me and him are kind of similar. So I know it was a great pick.
All right. So before you signed the deal, obviously there was draft weekend. And through all 3 days, you go through that hoping that your name's going to be called, and ultimately it's not. Take us through what that experience was like for you a little bit, how tough that was, and how you're using it as motivation and growth material moving forward.
So it's definitely tough because that's your dream to hear your name called. But, at the end of the day, all you need is an opportunity, and I got mine, and I'm taking full advantage of it. And all you could do is just live in the present and not look too far ahead, don't look too far back, and just like you said, you have to use that as motivation. And every other team that passed you up, you really had to just use that as motivation and say, okay, hey, I'm gonna make you guys regret not taking me whenever we play you, or just through my success. But right now it's not about me, it's just about this organization, this team.
All right, well, before the draft, you had a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You did get to go to the NFL Scouting Combine, correct?
Right.
All right. Can you describe that experience for us a little bit?
Sure. So that was definitely intense. There was a lot of things I didn't know that, they have you do with all the testing and medical exams and all that stuff. But it's something that was definitely very humbling, and again, one of the dreams that you have as a kid getting to do. So it was great seeing all the coaches, getting to talk to them, and really just being there and living in that moment.
All right, so we got through all the draft stuff, and you're here in Minnesota, a Minnesota Viking, hoping to make the team. How have the organized team activities and your first impressions and experiences being in the NFL, how has that gone for you so far?
So far, so good, honestly. I have no complaints. The coaching staff is great. Like I was saying earlier, the D-line is great. The guys are great. Everyone's really trying to help you, even though we're all competing for the same job. Everyone's on the same page, and I really can't complain one bit.
All right, now, I see a lot of debate or, just potential versatility when I look up and scouting reports and stuff on you being both a defensive end and a possible outside linebacker. What impressions have you been given so far by this coaching staff of how or where they're kind of looking to use and develop your skills?
Well, I'll definitely be playing defensive end. I've been in the D-line room every day, and there's been no talk or anything like that of me playing outside linebacker. So, you know, that's where I'm definitely thinking I'm going to be. But obviously, I have that versatility where I can help out and do something outside linebacker if needed.
Awesome. And for most rookies, special teams comes into play in that area too. Is that an area that you're willing to help the team out on as well in order to make this club and help them win games?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's something that's important and it's kind of overlooked, and people think it's as important as it really is. So I'm definitely trying to be on special teams.
All right. Well, coming into the league as a rookie defensive lineman, I don't think there are probably a whole lot more ideal landing spots to develop a player than the Minnesota Vikings. You look at the veterans on this defensive line and Everson Griffin and B-Rob and Linval and your LSU boy, Daniil Hunter as well, falls in that category now. Just about a year ago this time, actually, as a matter of fact, I was I did a one-on-one with your D-line coach, Andre Patterson. Great guy and as good of a defensive line coach as you can get, in my opinion, as well. What have you gotten to know and establish as far as a relationship goes with some of these teammates, some of these veterans and coaches? And what are you looking forward to learning from these guys?
I mean, I think the relationship-wise so far is you're just able to tell that, like I said, they're there to help you, and whether they're competing for a job, you know, as a D-tackle or a DN or not, they're here to help you learn the plays and help you establish that technique and everything the coaches are teaching as well. So it's a real good room. And, you know, these guys are really genuine and really love this game. And, you know, Coach Dre is one of the great coaches out there. And Daniil was telling me that. And, you know, that's part of my decision.
You bring up Daniil, and it's you guys' names are probably always going to be intertwined for a while at least here. You're both defensive linemen from LSU. Measurables in size and athleticism seem to be somewhat comparable. But first off, can you tell us what your relationship with Daniil has been like so far? What have you guys all gone through together, and what do you know of each other?
Sure. So he was my first host at LSU, my official visit, and we've been pretty good friends since then. And you know, we hang out a lot, and you know, obviously other than football, we hang out. But I mean, especially during football, who definitely showed me all the extra techniques, do all the extra things that you need to do to be successful in this league, and yeah, he just helps me become more of a pro. And so that's, you know, that's the type of guys that are all in the D line room, guys that really want to help you out.
That's awesome. How do you personally think that you compare playing style-wise to Daniil, and where maybe you guys differ a little bit?
I think we definitely have that same length that we both can definitely use to our advantage. But I also think that he's quicker than me, and a bit stronger as well. So, you know, that's something I obviously plan on improving, my strength and quickness, so that I can become a more difficult pass rusher for these offensive linemen.
All right. The one, we'll call it a question mark, that it seemed I was able, you know, that consistently came up when researching you was just the production inconsistencies in your time at college. And personally, looking at all the rest of it and seeing how much you compared it to Daniil Hunter, it doesn't bother me one bit, because that's what everybody said about Daniil as well when he came out. So I just wanted to give you the opportunity, in your own words, to kind of explain, you know, why you think the production wasn't consistently there for you throughout your college career, and how you plan to go about improving on that in the NFL.
So, I mean, my junior year, I started the first 5 games and had pretty good production there. And then I had an injury that kind of nicked me up. I missed 3 games following that, and then was still kind of nicked up the rest of the season. So I obviously wasn't 100%, but senior year, I was playing outside linebacker and was doing some more covering than rushing. And you know, really, I was doing my job. I was holding my gap, and whether the ball would go there or not, you know, I'm holding my gap, and You know, I was doing my job. I wasn't trying to make all these extra plays. I was trying to do what I was coached to do.
No, that's the perfect answer, because there are, you know, when you've got a football team, there's 11 guys on one side of the ball, and each of them have a role on that play, and only one or two of them are going to get a statistic, you know, in the box score for themselves when the play is done. But that doesn't mean that they weren't productive or doing their job, like you said. So, fantastic point that you brought up there. I appreciate that. Only a couple more questions for you here, and I'll let you get going. As a rookie coming into the league, whether it be, you know, whether you're drafted or whether you sign as an undrafted free agent, just making the team in general is kind of the first number one goal. And for a lot of people, sometimes that starts out with a spot on the practice squad as opposed to the regular game day roster. I know it's a ways ahead yet and you don't need to be thinking about that, but is that something where if you know, that's the way it has to be for you to stay with the Vikings come that point in the future, you know, are you willing and happy to put in the work there on the practice squad and stay with this team to develop your skills? Or do you think you would maybe, you know, look and see what else is out there for opportunity as well before committing to something like that?
You know, it's hard to say now because, you know, I think things are going really well for me. And, you know, I think the coaches would say or see the same things as well. But, I mean, obviously if no other opportunity came up, I would definitely be more than willing to stay here and better myself as a player and be on the practice squad. But obviously the main goal and my main focus is to make the 53.
And we certainly hope that you do. Final question here, and I'll let you get you out on this. It says that you studied business administration while at LSU. What kind of plans do you have post-football? Hopefully, you know, 10, 15, 20 years from now. But what are your plans outside of football?
So I didn't, it wasn't business admin. It was just, I was just studying general business. But
okay,
now after
apologies.
Football, I really do want to kind of go back to my high school and coach, and I actually kind of want to go into real estate as well. I think that's really interesting, and I could see myself kind of getting involved there.
Cool, man. Well, like I said, I mean, hopefully that's many years down the road. And I'm with you. I think you got a great opportunity and a great supporting cast of teammates and coaches and resources here with the Vikings to be successful. So we wish you the absolute best of luck here from not just me, but everyone with the Vikings Digital Diaries team. And thank you again so very much for taking the time to talk with us here and do this today. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll bump into you down at training camp here in the beginning of August and say hi and check in. Hopefully everything's still all going good for you.
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
All right, man. You take care.
All right. You too.
All right. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that was new Vikings defensive end, former LSU Tiger, Tashawn Bauer, joining us this week here on Vikings Digital Diaries at thesportsdaily.com. Thank you so very much for checking us out and tuning in. Make sure to share this on Facebook and retweet on Twitter and all that good stuff. Help get this out into Vikings country and Purple Gold Nation as much as possible. I hope you enjoyed it half as much as I did. Until next time, whenever that may be, I am Scotty Ball signing off saying, Skol Vikings!